I don't know where I'd be now if I hadn't done study abroad. It's life-changing. It's great. My name is Mario Trejo, and I'm studying biological sciences with an emphasis in human biology at the University of California, Merced. I studied abroad in Florence, Italy in the spring of 2012. The thing that really made me want to study abroad was I heard from many, many people that going abroad really changes you, changes who you are. It gives you a whole new perspective on the world, and my plans of being a doctor in the future just made me want to experience that. I can't treat every patient the same. Not everybody had the same experiences growing up. It just helps connect with patients a little better, not to assume certain things about their childhood. During elementary school, I was a good kid overall, but I grew up in a family where my father was not always around when I was young. But my brothers had to pick up that role and help support us. So my brothers were in gangs since they were very young, and they were able to support us. And when I turned 12, I felt like I had to support my mom. I had to help in some way. So at 12, I ended up joining a gang in LA. And it was tough. My initiation ended up being a 18-second beating by 18 people. And I also had to witness an execution in an abandoned house. It was a harsh moment to go through. It took me a long time to recover from what I saw. And I lived in that kind of lifestyle for 6 years up until the end of my high school. I started thinking, oh, I can do more with my life. I was a part of this Health Careers Academy where we would go to the hospital once a week and job shadow doctors there or nurses. And I loved it. I loved medicine, I loved helping people, I loved that feeling. And I would think to myself, I want to have that, I want to be that. When the time came around, it turned out I was accepted to pretty much every university I applied to. Most of my first year in college, I felt like I was in a dream. A person that just done what I've done, seen what I've seen, to be here and be out of that lifestyle, it just felt unreal. I didn't know I could study abroad. I had friends that had done it before. So I started looking over some of the pamphlets, and oh, this seems very doable, seems reasonable. I wanted a country that had a language barrier. I wanted to get a feeling for what other people feel when they can't communicate. So I just submitted an application to Italy. It turns out I was accepted. The program in Florence was amazing. It was hard at first adjusting, but after the first week of Italian, second week of Italian, we knew enough to get around. We knew enough to ask questions, and we could always point. I was in Florence. I was with my girlfriend. We were there around Valentine's Day. Friday morning, I called her and told her, hey, pack your bags. I'm going to take you somewhere. We had a little trip to Verona, where the story of Romeo and Juliet takes place. We looked around, and then we were going to leave, and the whole time, I have the ring in my pocket. And I'm thinking, what? When am I going to do this? When am I going to do this? And the perfect opportunity came up. A couple asked us to take a picture of them. So I said, oh, yeah, sure. And then I, in my best Italian at the time, told them, can you take mine? So he's like, oh, yeah, sure. See. I was like, okay, cool. And so my fiance, she ran up and got in line to take the picture. So she had her back turned, so I turned to the guy and said, hey, I'm going to give her this. And he's like, mamma mia. Oh, and he showed his wife, and she's like, mamma mia. So it became this huge thing with them, and they were shaking. They were all excited. I was like, oh, man, they're making me more nervous. We went and took our picture. Like, she still had no idea. And then she was about to walk away, and I grabbed her arm, and I said, hey, I have a question for you. And so then I got on one knee, and I brought out the ring, and I was like, well, I was wondering if you could be my Juliet. She started immediately covering her face. Like, luckily, the whole time the guy was taking pictures, it was a nice moment to catch. So we're hoping once we get done here at UC Merced, we graduate, we get our diplomas and everything, have our wedding, and then go to med school. Having that experience of studying abroad, I was able to get a perspective that many people don't have that could put me above other people when it comes to getting into medical school. It's nice to feel like I'm actually a student now, rather than just some gang member who wants to be a student. Your past doesn't have to determine your future. You can always change it. You're in control. And that's something that I had to learn.